everyone, and welcome to my podcast Magda Mluví Anglicky, or Magda Speaks English. My name is Magda, and I'm an English teacher from the Czech Republic. Through this podcast, you can practice your listening skills and build your confidence, and then move on to native speakers podcasts. I'm so glad you're here, and let's get started! Hello, everyone! So today we will have a podcast about weather and clothes. And today I will speak to Pavlína, who is from Brno, and she will tell you something about herself. Right, Pavlí?
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone. I'm really happy I'm here. Thank you, Magdi, for inviting me to your great podcast. And as Magda mentioned, I am an English teacher. I live in Brno, but I come from Kroměříž, little village called Lutopecny, so it's near Kroměříž. And I run a project called Angličtina v žáku, is for moms on maternity leave who want to study English.
Perfect. Thank you, Pavlí. So as I said, today we want to talk about weather and clothes. So Pavlí, what is your favorite season?
Well, my favorite season is autumn because I was born in autumn. But I know a lot of people prefer summer or spring. What is your favorite season?
That's quite a hard question. So I think my favorite season would be spring or autumn. So yeah, so basically the same like you. So Pavlí, what do you like about autumn? What is the weather like in autumn?
Well, in autumn, it's usually foggy and it's not too hot. That's why I like it, because I can have my raincoat or just a jacket. And when it's not really, really hot, I like it because it's, you know, for me, it just kind of feels really good. Why do you like spring and autumn?
So let's stick to autumn maybe for a bit. And for example, I love autumn when it is Indian summer, you know, so Indian summer is when it's not so hot, but it's like the last time in the year when it is quite warm and it is sunny and there are spider webs everywhere flying, you know. And what I love about autumn are the colorful trees everywhere and the leaves, yellow, orange, red. Yeah, so I love it, you know, the colors that you can see everywhere.
Ah, you're right. And I love how windy it is.
Oh, yes.
When I can feel the fresh air, that's my favorite atmosphere, my favorite season. And sometimes when it's sunny, you said in Indian summer, that's exactly when I was born. So it's, you know, just really, really good.
Yeah. And I love, for example, I love it when after the long hot summer that we have here in South Moravia, I can finally wear a sweatshirt or, you know, a sweater, a scarf, a jacket. So yeah, because I have a lot of sweatshirts, especially this year and last year, I bought a lot of sweatshirts for home. So I'm happy I can finally wear them.
And do you also wear hats in autumn?
Yes, sometimes, but yeah, so for example, I usually start wearing hats when it's, I think, below 10 degrees. So that's when I usually put on my hat. And now I have a new merino wool hat, or like a it's like a beanie, and it's just perfect. And even now, it makes me happy to wear it. So I can't wait for autumn to come again so I can wear it again, because, you know, it will be spring soon. So no hats for me. So yeah, so I love wearing hats. What about you?
Me too. And I'm really happy that you're saying you love hats, because I have two hats at home and I don't meet a lot of people with hats on the street. And I think it would be great to meet a lot of people with hats because it's colorful and the life somehow seems happier with hats on our heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's autumn. So it is usually windy, foggy. The temperature is about, I don't know, 0 to 12 degrees.
Well, it can be. It can be even. If it's the beginning of autumn or the end. This is what I like about autumn, because at the beginning it is more like summer, and then we're closely getting to the Christmas mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. So that brings us to winter. So do you like winter? Mm-hmm.
I do like winter because it reminds me Christmas time. And that's my favorite time of the year. But I'm not really a wintery person. I don't like the weather in winter because it's really cold. It's depressive. It is sometimes it's not snowing a lot in Brno. It's not snowing this year. So yeah, for me, winter is not my favorite season. What do you think about winter?
Well, it depends, because sometimes I love winter because I love it when I can stay at home, you know, and there is no work outside, no gardening, you know, everyone is at home drinking tea or cocoa, watching movies and reading. And because it gets dark very early at around 4 or 5 o'clock. So, you know, the day ends earlier than in summer, but actually you still have like at least 4 or 5 hours of time before you go to sleep, or even more. So I like to be at home and read or watch Netflix. So I don't mind winter. You know, everyone slows down. Everyone, you know, is relaxed, I think. And yeah, normally you can meet people in their homes. Well, not this and last year, but that's what we normally do. So it's like you can hibernate, you know, in a way.
That's true. You're bundled up at home in some cozy clothes and you can just drink tea and read something nice. Yes, that's what I like about winter. I actually like being inside, being at home and eating something really, really good or watch something on Netflix, as you mentioned. Yes. Well, I wish we had Christmas now.
Definitely. And yeah, so, you know, so here in South Moravia, it doesn't snow much. But if you go to the mountains, that's another story. You know, I love it. The snowy countryside, snowy landscape, everything is white. And if it's a sunny day, it's just perfect. Yeah. And you can do sports, you can walk and such. So, Pavli, what do you wear in the mountains? You know, when you go to the mountains in winter, what do you usually wear?
Mm-hmm. So I wear warm trousers. I have some nice jacket. I usually have gloves on my fingers. I have a scarf and I have some warm clothes, some warm shoes. In winter, we can call them boots. And I really like mittens, actually. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer gloves or mittens?
Well, it depends. So I have one pair of gloves. They are leather gloves. And I wear them, you know, in winter when I'm not in the mountains because they're very flexible. It's like having second skin, you know, on your hands. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I actually bought them when I was in Ireland. I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And mm-hmm. one day it got so it was at the end of November and it was so cold. I had to go and buy gloves and a hat or a cap. So I have a cap and gloves from Ireland. And so I have these leather gloves and then I have like sporty mittens. So mittens are gloves when you have like the thumb and the rest of the fingers like together and only the thumb mm-hmm. is separated. And yeah, I love it because I have very cold hands and I think it's, you know, better to keep you warm.
Yes, exactly. That's why I like mittens. But I must say, I must admit, I usually forget I leave mittens and gloves and scarf at home. And then when I am outside, I'm really, really cold because it's freezing. And I usually leave these things at home. That's my problem in winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I never forget them because it's like when I'm leaving the house, I'm like, a cap, gloves, scarf, I can go.
All right, this is what I check on my daughter, if she has everything, if she's wearing the correct clothes. But about me, I just leave. And then when I'm on the street, I realize what I have at home.
So in winter, the weather is usually cold and freezing. So freezing is below zero, and thank goodness it doesn't get very cold here in the Czech Republic. But the forecast, I don't know if you check the forecast, but the forecast for next week is minus 10 at night, which is really freezing, I'd say.
What? Really? Again, because I know it was like this 3 weeks ago, and I was in Beskydy. It was my holiday. I went to a cottage with my family and it was really freezing, but at the same time it was sunny and it was like a fairy tale. Mm. It was such a beautiful weather.
Yeah, that's
but
nice.
Unfortunately in Brno, it's never like that.
Mm. Yeah, so minus 10 at night next week. Hopefully we will survive.
Hopefully, it's really freezing.
And today it is also really windy. Is it windy in Brno?
It was in the morning. I'm not sure what about now, but it was definitely windy in the morning and it was foggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, foggy and overcast. And I think it rained in the morning as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So I like it when it snows, but after a few days, snow becomes slush. And slush, oh my God, I hate it. So slush is like this brown, wet thing that is left after snow. And you get very wet and everything is dirty. You know, the cars, shoes, everything is just dirty from slush. So I hate that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's typically in towns or in cities.
Yeah,
slush is everywhere.
Mm. And it was also because it got warm, I think 2 days ago, mm-hmm. it was nearly 10 degrees. And so if you go out and it's wet, you know, when the snow melts, when it's warm, then there is like in the woods or in the forest, there it's muddy everywhere. And oh my God, that's so annoying when it's muddy because you can't walk anywhere and everything is just dirty. So I prefer the ground in winter when it's frozen because you can walk on it easily. And that's really cool. That's one good thing about freezing weather.
That's true in winter. Yeah, I don't like muddy ground or frozen is definitely better. But you have to be careful when you buy your shoes or your boots for winter. Because for the frozen ground, you really need to be careful about what type of shoes or boots you have.
Yeah, because it's really slippery, right?
It is.
Mm.
Has it ever happened to you that you slipped on the ground in the city or in a village when someone saw you?
Well, I don't think so. Thank goodness. Because usually when it's frozen, I wear my winter boots because, mm-hmm. you know, I know it's not very stylish because I have like the hiking boots, like for the mountains, but yeah, it's better than slipping on the ground. And what about you, Pavli?
Yeah, it happened to me once when I was pregnant. there were a lot of people who helped me, and you're so right, the, let's say, unfashionable boots. I bought these 2 weeks ago, and they are so good, but unfortunately, they don't look really nice. They're not really stylish, but they are so warm and cozy and comfortable. So I definitely recommend buying these pair of shoes. I know they are not the best thing for showing off your fashion style, but it's definitely comfortable and worth it.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Okay, so we can move on to spring, which we are, I think, nervously waiting for. So I think we are hoping for spring to come soon. So do you like spring?
I do like spring because we are waiting for summer. And summer is holiday for me. So it's sunny. Sometimes it can be partly cloudy, but I don't mind that. It's also windy, so it's a perfect combination of everything what I like about each season. Mm-hmm. And we can see a lot of rainbows mm-hmm. in spring. That's what I like. And yeah, so it's for me the best combination because I can have, and I also like rain actually. Mm-hmm. That's probably why I like spring.
Yeah.
Because when it's the fresh rain, not the winter rain, but the one with fresh air after that, that's what I enjoy a lot.
Yeah, I love showers, you know, when it's like a short shower for like an hour and then the sun is shining again. And yeah, you can smell the, yeah, you can smell the rain, you know, even after it finishes. So that's just perfect. And also, you know, that is very, it's great for photos, and that's the blooming trees. So all the mm-hmm. trees and bushes are in bloom, and I love that, you know, so everything is pink or white, and it's like very, I think it brings like a positive feeling, you know, so after that mm-hmm. winter, everything is in bloom, and yeah, I just love it. But on the other hand, I think it's hell for people who are allergic. So if you're allergic, you know, pollen or yeah, just the trees. Oh my God. I think people who are allergic, they must hate spring.
Of course. And are you allergic to anything? Because I am not, but I know a lot of people who are, and I know spring is a real, you know, it's a terrible place to be, or terrible season, terrible mm-hmm. time of year to be in. Are you allergic to anything or not, Maggie?
Thankfully not, because spring is my favorite season with autumn. And yeah, I think I would be so unhappy if I had to take some pills just to be able to go outside. So thank goodness I'm okay and I can go out as I wish, and I don't sneeze, I don't cough. So yeah, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And then,
I wanted to say something
about spring.
I wanted to say that the summer is waiting for us.
We're saving the best for last, maybe.
All right. Yes, yeah, exactly.
So, are you a fan of summer?
I'm not a real fan of summer, but I like it because it's the time, the season for holidays, and we can meet our friends, we can go out to listen to some concerts. Not this year, but usually every year it's like that. And it's sunny, and we can swim, so we don't have to have a lot of clothes, which is good for studying English because you don't have to remember so many words. Mm-hmm. You can have your shorts or flip-flops. You can have a vest instead of a shirt, or you can have a t-shirt or nice blouse probably. And yeah, ladies can wear shoes with high heels to feel like real ladies. I really like summer. What do you think about summer? What is your favorite summer outfit?
I love wearing summer dresses because, you know, you just put on one piece of clothing and everyone's like, wow, you dressed up so nicely. And you're like, yes, I that did put on one piece of clothes. And it's like the easiest thing you can do. Just put on a dress, put on some sandals or flip-flops or something like that, or sometimes nothing. You can walk without shoes, you can walk barefoot if you want.
And that's right.
Yeah, and you can just go. So yeah, I love wearing dresses and also shorts. So
and you can also have some nice jewelry when you have your beautiful dress, then you can have a nice ring or necklace or bracelet, and the whole outfit is just wow.
So yeah, I like summer and the outfits and everything, but on the other hand, I think that the perfect temperature for me is about 25 degrees. So here in the south, it can be very, very hot. So sometimes 30, 35, 38 degrees. And oh my God, I hate that. So that's like the worst that can be for me. We don't have air conditioning at home. So it can get really hot even at night. And sometimes there are even tropical nights when the temperature doesn't go below 20 degrees. So yeah, you have to, you know, I think sometimes it's impossible to air the room, you know, when you open the windows and you hope for a nice breeze, you know, or a nice draft or air to come into the room, but nothing is happening. And the air from the outside is even hotter than the air which is in your room. So yeah, I'm not a fan of this tropical weather here. I think when you're by the sea, it's perfect because you can go swim in the sea, but not here. Do you have air conditioning at home, Pavli?
I don't have air conditioning at home. And I wanted to say that for me, the ideal weather, the perfect weather is in England. In England in summer, it's absolutely amazing because it's cold, but it's also hot at the same time. And you have to have many layers, but it's fine because you can just take it off and be in a dress and then again bundle up to something warm. And for me, it's probably, you know, the best thing to be in summer in England because it's not so hot like here in the Czech Republic. Especially here in Brno, because I live in a flat, so I can imagine the feeling you have in South Moravia, because it is really, really hot.
I think summer in England is similar to spring here, I'd say. That there are showers, and it's windy, and it's warm at one point, and then it gets colder. So yeah, it's very changeable, right?
Exactly.
Okay, Pavli, so I think we've talked about all four seasons and what to wear during each season and what the weather is like. So yeah, just the basic vocabulary. There are many more words that you can use, of course, but this is like the basics. What do you think? Would you like to add anything?
No, I think we mentioned all words that you need if you want to talk about weather or about your basic clothes. And if you need some more, then you can just write to Magda and she will be happy to answer all your questions, I guess.
Yeah, or you can write also to Pavli and she will also tell you anything that you need.
We can have a group chat about weather and fashion.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Pavli, for joining me today. And I hope you guys enjoyed our little chat about weather, seasons and fashion and everything related. And yeah, I hope to see you and hear you soon, Pavli.
And me too. Bye everyone and enjoy the rest of winter.
Thank you for listening to this episode and sharing your time with me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
You can find me on Facebook and Instagram as Magda Uči Anglicky. And I'd be super grateful if you shared the podcast with your friends or even left a review on the podcast app of your choice. Thanks again and have a great day.